This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Cameroon's long-serving president, Paul Biya, was re-elected to a seventh term following a disputed poll. The country's Constitutional Council announced handing the octogenarian leader a mandate to extend his rule into a fourth decade. The 85-year-old president won 71% of the vote, well ahead of his closest challenger, who secured 14%, according to the official tally. A bomb was found in a suburban New York home of George Soros, the billionaire financier and philanthropist behind the Open Society Foundation, frequently a target of far-right politicians from the president of Hungary to President Trump. The UN has adjusted its goal for global internet access from 2020 to 2043, admitting defeat. The President's Economic Council of Advisors put out a totally partisan report that mentions socialism an average of 2 times per page and accuses Democrats of being that way. Federal law does not prohibit businesses from discriminating against employees based on their gender identity, the U.S. Department of Justice told the U.S. Supreme Court in a legal battle over a transgender funeral home workers firing. An application developed by You Campaign makes applications for conservative groups so that members can talk to themselves and stay in their bubble. One for the National Rifle Association to talk politics has been downloaded 150,000 times. Chicago's public schools are about 10% white now. In the Philippines, 9 members of the National Federation of Sugarcane Workers occupying land as part of a campaign to begin cultivating due to a government agrarian overhaul that redistributes land to independent small farmers were killed by armed men. Pipe bombs were sent to several prominent Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, Maxine Waters, and Eric Holder, the former Attorney General, triggering an investigation of whether figures vilified by the right are being targeted. CNN, often targeted by President Trump, was also evacuated after a bomb was received there. New York's second oldest private social club, the Harmony Club, was founded in 1852, and women were first admitted as members in 1986. The oldest, the Union Club of the City of New York, is still all male. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.